Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7:59. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Thursday, December 11th. John Whitmer is live in studio with us today.
Good morning, Jad. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning. And we will have details on the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize re-emerging.
I'm Rodney Price. Economic growth continues for the Wichita region. Hear what one expert had to say coming up.
Currently in Wichita, it is partly sunny and 39 degrees here on this Thursday morning. Economic growth continues for Sedgwick County and the region.
County commissioners received their annual update from the Greater Wichita Partnership. President Jeff Luer reports in the last 10 years, over $3.5 billion have been invested in our region, over 14,000 jobs created, with a payroll of $728 million. There is more on the horizon.
If you look at the active pipeline, $5.3 billion in opportunities with new projects, over 16,000 jobs could be created with these new capital investments, and a payroll of approaching $1 billion.
Defense and aerospace maintain a large footprint on the region, with growing opportunities in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and cybersecurity. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The winner of the Nobel Peace Prize has emerged from hiding. Fox's Jonathan Savage with the story.
Maria Corina Machado emerging on a hotel balcony to be seen by her supporters for the first time in 11 months. This after a daring escape from her homeland, Venezuela, to Oslo, Norway, the home of the Nobel Peace Prize. Machado didn't make it in time for the ceremony, her daughter accepting the award on her behalf. It was given for sustained peaceful opposition to Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. "I want you all back in Venezuela," she told the crowd. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A man arrested this week is now facing additional charges in the death of a 4-year-old boy. 34-year-old Daniel Martin was arrested after officers were called to the 2600 block of South Topeka, finding an unresponsive child who was hospitalized but died a short time later. Martin was originally arrested on suspected child abuse, but now a count of first-degree murder has been added. He remains in the Sedgwick County Jail on a $300,000 bond. Formal charges are pending.
A newly uncovered section of Jerusalem's ancient First Wall is offering a rare glimpse into the city's 2,000-year-old past.
Archaeologists in Jerusalem have unveiled a massive stretch of the ancient First Wall, discovered during excavations at a former military compound beside the Tower of David Museum. The section, about 165 feet long and 16 feet wide, dates back to the Hasmonean period, shortly after the events of the Hanukkah story. Dr. Amit Rahem is with the Israel Antiquities Authority.
It's the most longest and preserved section of this ancient and massive walls in Jerusalem.
He also notes the wall was mysteriously dismantled down to its foundations, not destroyed by war. Visitors will soon view it beneath a transparent glass floor and a new wing at the museum. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
The National Transportation Safety Board is opposing a provision in the proposed 2026 National Defense Authorization Act. The agency says it could significantly set back air safety changes. The NTSB implemented reforms following that deadly mid-air collision in January of a Wichita to D.C. flight and a military helicopter. The new measure could allow military flights without ADS-B, that's a safety technology that transmits an aircraft's GPS location, to operate in DCA airspace. The NTSB says the ADS-B was turned off in the Black Hawk helicopter that collided with the Wichita flight, killing everyone on both aircraft. Yesterday, the Kansas delegation followed party lines. Three GOP representatives, Ron Estes, Tracy Mann, Derek Schmidt, voting to approve the bill. The state's lone Democratic representative, Sharice Davids, voting against it.
A message from Wichita Police Chief Joe Sullivan confirmed the reassignment of a WPD officer in connection with a video that circulated on social media. That video, Chief Sullivan said, shows concerning and inappropriate behavior while on duty. Quote, "At my direction, the officer was immediately removed from patrol and assigned to administrative duty," the WPD chief said. Chief Sullivan said he is taking any concerns that the video raised seriously and confirmed that the Professional Standards Bureau is conducting an internal investigation into the video and the officer's conduct.
Something very special happened in a robo-taxi cab. And there's a dumb viral trend going on, and it's really annoying one fast food chain especially.
It is dumb.
And maybe me, too.
Yeah.
And maybe John Whitmer, too.
Yeah, add me to the list.
It is 8:05 here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:09 here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A driverless car made a pretty special delivery out in California.
A mother about to give birth was in a self-driving Waymo car on the way to University of California San Francisco Medical Center on Monday, but the baby didn't want to wait to get to the hospital. A Waymo spokesperson says they detected some unusual activity inside the vehicle, called to check on the rider, called 911. Well, the baby was born. Baby and mom both made it to the hospital safely, even getting there before emergency services did. The Waymo has pulled this particular vehicle out of service for cleaning. John Saucier, Fox News.
A popular fast food chain may be trying to put an end to a viral trend.
In-N-Out customers say they've noticed workers have removed 67 from the ticket order system, going from 66 to 68 when calling out order numbers. A Los Angeles-based In-N-Out employee tells People magazine the change happened a month ago amid the viral craze where teenagers shout 67 whenever they hear the number 67. The chain has yet to confirm whether this is an official change, but clips show crowds of teens at restaurants screaming and jumping up and down whenever order number 67 is called. The trend has no specific meaning, but is so popular Dictionary.com named it its word of the year, calling it nonsensical, adding it's the logical endpoint of being perpetually online, scrolling endlessly, consuming content fed to users by algorithms trained by other algorithms. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
I would ask what this means, but they're teenagers, so they probably couldn't even explain it.
That is all correct information.
Yeah, John, these things aren't for us. They're for young people who are still cool.
As Rush Limbaugh would call them, young skulls full of mush.
Right. Yes. It is coming up on 8:11 here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Right now in traffic, continue to expect a bit of a slowdown northbound on I-135. We had a traffic accident northbound on I-135 right around Harry earlier. Now, the traffic volumes are thinning right now, so things are starting to look better there. But continue to expect a slowdown northbound. And that did back up all the way back onto K-15. And with the road construction there, we've actually still got some very slow traffic northbound on K-15 in South Wichita as well. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast. Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny and feeling more like March today. A high of 63 is a normal high for March 27th. Southwest breeze 5 to 15. Changes arrive tonight. Gusty north winds and upper 30s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler on Friday with a high of 47. Much colder this weekend with high temperatures in the 30s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, we do have a breeze out of the south-southwest. It's partly sunny and 39 degrees. Here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, here on this Thursday morning. 8:12 here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And John Whitmer, we have a big event for KNSS tomorrow, we're having a big radio public send-off for the soon-to-retire Steve McIntyre.
We do, as we're kind of celebrating his retirement coming up at the end of the
mega
year.
Month, yeah.
This coming up tomorrow.
From
5 to 7, we've got the live radio broadcast. That's at 5, and then there's a meet and greet that starts immediately following at 6 o'clock. This is all at the Courtyard by Marriott at Old Town. That's at 820 East 2nd Street, right across from the Pump House.
Yeah, just right west of 2nd Street in Washington.
Yes, of course, the public is invited to attend. We'd love to have you come out
and
watch the live broadcast and then kind of enjoy the festivities and help us celebrate Steve's incredible career, 55 years in broadcasting. I know, there are a lot of folks that don't can't appreciate how long that is. In this industry, that's really just an incredible tenure, incredible career.
And, sure is.
You know, I mean, heck, I've been at this going on eight. How long have you been at this? Quite some time. You've worked with Steve for a long time. But that's just an incredible milestone, and we want to celebrate that.
Yeah, I've been at it about 30 years. So.
Wow. Yeah.
So, yeah, we're having a lot of fun, and tomorrow's going to be a blast, I think.
I think so, too. And we hope folks will come out and
come
help
on
us
out and join us.
Celebrate Steve and reflect and have a good time and enjoy some food and some fun and just help us show our appreciation for Steve.
Should be pretty cool.
Should be.
That's tomorrow. We'll see you there. And speaking of Steve and all his accolades, well, he just added another one
That's
to the
right,
trophy
yeah.
shelf last night
last
at
night.
Our Odyssey Christmas party. And Steve was named Employee of the Year.
Yeah, you know, and well-earned, well-deserved.
In his last chance to win it, he won it.
He won it, yep.
Yeah.
And of course, you had it last year.
Yeah. So,
that's right. You're our Employee of the Year emeritus, so for lack of a better term.
KNSS is racking in the employee. That means you are the runner for next year.
No. There are much better people for that. And Jad Chambers,
or
we should point
Jad
out.
Jad was a nominee last year.
Jad was a nominee. And meanwhile, he was up a pole, changing a light bulb. So
he was working.
He was working.
I don't actually do the climbing.
The company puts him to work instead of letting him go to the Christmas party.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my
yes.
gosh.
Yeah, you know,
no respect.
I do like the crew I was supervising to do that sort of thing.
I do like the image of you up a pole, though. I think that would, you know, I think that'd be kind of.
It's not a pole as much as it's a tower, John.
Yeah. I mean, and once again, Steve McIntosh is going to be out and about if you want to see him tomorrow at his big show. But before that,
that's right.
Mac is going to be at the Taco Bell at 21st and Ridge in Northwest Wichita, handing out Christmas cash from Taco Bell. Of
that's
course,
right.
We do that every Friday here during the Christmas season. Taco Bell location, one lucky drive-through customer is going to win $98 in Christmas cash from KNSS and Taco Bell.
That's a great deal. Get your lunch and $100.
So hit the drive-thru tomorrow during the noon hour at 21st and Ridge. And for one of those cars, Steve McIntosh will lean out the drive-thru window there and say, here you go. Here's $98 in Christmas cash.
That's a pretty good deal there. You get lunch and $98.
Of course, no purchase necessary. See store for details. But check that out. That's pretty cool. And that's what Mac will be doing tomorrow during the noon hour. So that's another great appearance as well. It is 8:16 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Remember that big theft at the Louvre? Well, thieves stole more than $100 million in crown jewels back in October.
Straight out of a movie.
They made it with 30 seconds to spare. So it was close.
It was.
Lawmakers detailed security failures that allowed the heist to happen in broad daylight. The probe found that only one of the two cameras covering the break-in was even working, so that helped. Security staff did not have enough screens to monitor footage. This isn't just some rope-a-dope.
Right.
This is the Louvre.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They don't have enough cameras.
This isn't like it's, you know, some rinky-dink museum
Good
somewhere.
Grief.
You would think that they'd have high-tech security.
And here's
not.
Your other thing right out of the Pink Panther movies. When the alarm sounded, police were sent to the wrong location.
Well, how many Louvre museums are there in downtown Paris? Wow.
The report cited outdated equipment and poor coordination.
You think?
They were not ready.
Wow.
All four suspects have now been arrested, but the jewels remain missing. Where are they?
I don't know.
At the bottom of the Seine?
I don't know.
They under somebody's couch? Haven't found the jewels yet.
You know who we need? Inspector Clouseau.
Exactly.
That's what we need.
It is.
Where's Peter Sellers when we need him?
It is 8:17 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now we take a look at what's going on in sports. And we will start out with a college football scandal. It's going on in Ann Arbor, Michigan. University of Michigan is now looking for a new head coach. Oh, boy, not a good day yesterday for the 39-year-old coach of the Michigan Wolverines. 18th-ranked Michigan has fired head coach Sharon Moore. You know that name. He's a native of Derby, played football at Derby and Butler Community College. Has been 2 years the head coach at Michigan, but not anymore. He was fired yesterday for what was called inappropriate relationship with a staff member. And then later after that, he was arrested and detained by police for alleged assault. So the guy wakes up yesterday as the head coach of a top 20 football team, and he ends the day
in jail.
Fired and in jail.
That's a bad
day. Not a good day.
As somebody had a bad day.
The Daily Mail is reporting that the married father of three lost his $30 million job because of an inappropriate relationship with a younger staff member.
Oh,
yeah. I hope it was worth it.
Other than that, Coach.
All right, so that's the scandal going on up in Michigan for a guy that we know locally. All right, JUCO men's basketball last night over at the power plant in El Dorado. Start out with the Butler Community College women. They are ranked 14th in the nation, and they whomped Indian Independence 81-44. Butler ladies are now 11-1 on the season and undefeated 6-0 at home at the power plant. Nice. Then after that, the men's game. 18th-ranked Butler Community College and the high-scoring Grizzlies taking on Independence. And Independence could not stop Butler. Dennis Higgins had the call of the game last night over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Here come the Grizzlies on numbers. Lob goes up and a dunk by Kerr. Riley with a dunk off the right wing, and Kerr skied and slammed it through in a two-handed dunk. 91-75, biggest lead of the night for the Grizzlies.
Get Dennis Higgins excited there. And Butler once again put on an offensive show and put up another 111 points. 111-99 was the final score last night. Butler men ranked in the top 20, a four-game winning streak, tied for first atop the conference, 9-3 on the season. And you mentioned those three losses were all by exactly 1 point. Butler is rolling right along. By the way, that Butler offense, a couple of times recently, they've put up 130 or more in a game. Butler is number two in the nation in scoring, averaging 109 points a game. And they put up 111 last night.
And averaging 109 points a game, and they're number two in the nation.
There's some teams scoring more than that.
Goodness.
So still something to strive for.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Over there in El Dorado.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, the coaches are going to get on it.
Slackers.
Yeah, get on that. All right, we had... let's go to college women's soccer, where we have a Final Four game today in the NCAA tournament, and Washburn is right there. The Washburn Ichabods are in the Final Four in women's soccer. The game is this afternoon out in Colorado Springs, taking on Franklin Pierce out of New Hampshire. The Ravens and the Ichabods. A couple of good mascots right there.
Edgar Allan Poe would like that lineup.
The Washburn women's soccer team is 14-3-6 on the season. They're in the Final Four, just 2 wins away from a national championship. Play today in the semifinals. Let's go to college basketball last night on the west side of town. A doubleheader win for Friends University, women and men. The Friends women beat Tabor 51-43. 6 wins in a row for the Falcons. Friends women are 10-1 on the season. Then after that, the men's game. Friends men are ranked 21st in the nation. They beat Tabor 89-75. The Friends men now 8-2 on the season on a four-game winning streak. And one more JUCO basketball score for the Cowley men. Cowley is ranked 16th in the nation. Winning at home last night, beat Pratt 86-68. The Cowley men have won 5 in a row. Now 10-2 on the season. And that's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a Christmas cocktail menu. Dazzle your date with a stockings and snowfall. Make merry with a mistletoe mint. Or gather the girls for a pumped espresso martini. The Christmas cocktail menu, now available at Wichita Brewing Company. That's where groups gather for the holiday season. 8:22 here on KNSS. We do have a traffic and weather update on the way. And looking ahead to a better economy. On the Sean Hannity Morning Minute, next on KNSS.
Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:33. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS here on this Thursday, December 11th. Currently in Wichita, it is partly sunny and 39 degrees. Tensions escalating again after the United States seizes an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela.
The DHS secretary calling this a targeted operation to seize an oil tanker sanctioned by the U.S. government for transporting oil from Venezuela to Iran to help foreign terrorist organizations. The ship was seen secretly loading 1.1 million barrels of sanctioned oil at Venezuela's Jose Terminal. According to marine traffic, for years, the vessel has been transmitting false positions, a tactic used by Venezuela's so-called dark fleet to smuggle oil to Iran. Attorney General Pam Bondi says, quote, for multiple years, the oil tanker has been sanctioned by the United States due to its involvement in an illicit oil shipping network supporting foreign terrorist organizations.
And that's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson with that report in the nation's capital.
Derby's Rock Regional Hospital has filed for bankruptcy protection. Hospital officials made the filing on Sunday for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and requested an emergency hearing to make payroll. Court documents show the hospital owes over $60 million in unsecured claims, including more than $23 million in rent. Rock Regional Hospital employs 200 workers and has been operating for the past 6 years.
A man in Augusta is going to go to trial next month in the death of his three-month-old son.
Earlier this year, the Kansas Supreme Court overturned the 2023 conviction of Caleb Hogan. A jury found Hogan guilty of abuse and murder of Malachi Hogan. A judge sentenced him to life in prison with a possibility of parole in 25 years. The Kansas Supreme Court reversed the conviction due to the trial judge erroneously admitting evidence of prior acts of alleged abuse. The High Court reversed the ruling because the state had submitted evidence of prior child abuse, but the abuse could never clearly be linked to Hogan. At the sentencing in 2023, the state recognized its error and the judge dropped the child abuse charge because of the error in evidence submission. Hogan remains in prison at this time. His new trial is now scheduled for January 6th. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Visitors to the U.S. could face a stricter review process before being allowed into the country. Fox's Chanley Painter has the details.
A new social media screening is in the works for people from about 40 mostly European and Asian countries who can come to the U.S. without a visa. Customs and Border Protection is proposing collecting 5 years of data from traveler social media, email, and family history. When asked if he thinks it could affect U.S. tourism, President Trump said no.
That's Fox's Chanley Painter.
Hanukkah approaches and Congress takes note.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said Congress began a tradition of lighting a Hanukkah menorah after October 7th, 2023.
The evil forces of anti-Semitism, neo-Nazism, and other forms of hatred and bigotry are running rampant in our society.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said the menorah they were lighting was only recently made.
It is made of the steel that came off of the bombs that were shot down over Israel, the missiles that the Iron Dome was taken down.
Johnson said he recently provided his Israeli counterpart a letter written by George Washington telling Jewish Americans at the founding of the country that religious liberty was a right given by God and the new U.S. government would jealously guard that right. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The final pennies minted in the United States are up for auction.
Coin collectors, here's your chance to own some history. A special collection of 232 sets of the last 2025 pennies produced by the U.S. Mint are being auctioned off. Each includes a 24-karat gold uncirculated penny and a pair of circulated pennies, one each from the final runs at the production plants in Philadelphia and Denver. The sets come with a certificate of authenticity, and the final lot includes three original dies used to strike the coins. You can see the coins and follow the auction at StaxBowers.com. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
8:51 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Troubles for a hospital in Derby. Coming up next, Wichita Business Journal Update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
The United States seized an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela.
Two.
A man is arrested in Wichita, now facing a murder charge after the death of a four-year-old boy.
One.
The Federal Reserve reducing its key interest rate by a quarter point, the third time in a row. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We have a stalled out vehicle, potentially a traffic hazard. This is eastbound on K96, and it's between Hillside and Oliver. Still some construction going on in that area, so just be careful and expect a slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast here on this Thursday. Mostly sunny today and more like late March than mid-December, a high of 63 degrees. But then it all changes tonight. Gusty wind out of the north, low down to 38, and then breezy and cooler tomorrow. Mostly sunny on Friday, a high of only 47. 63 today, 47 tomorrow. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south-southwest. It is partly sunny and 39 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Boy, today is the day to hit the patio at the Monarch, ready and waiting for whiskey lovers on this day when it's 63 degrees. Taste of all your favorites. Under nice weather, bring your favorites and your friends to the Monarch, right there at West Douglas in historic Delano. Great place to hang out, the Monarch. Coming up on the Glenn Beck program right after us, right at the top of the show at 9 o'clock, special guest is Erica Kirk, Turning Point USA CEO and board chair, talking about Charlie Kirk's final words to the world. That's coming up right at 9 o'clock here on KNSS. 8:53 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now let's check in. Now let's move on. It is 8:53 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, here on this Thursday morning. And we take a look at the national broadcaster in Iceland announcing it's going to boycott next year's Eurovision Song Contest because of discord over Israel's participation. That was announced yesterday following similar moves by Spain, the Netherlands, Ireland, and Slovenia. These countries are withdrawing. They're out after organizers refused to expel Israel over its actions in Gaza.
From a song competition.
From a song competition. Iceland says neither joy nor peace will prevail with that participation. The walkouts raising concerns about the future of the contest, which has been affected by the conflict in Gaza for the last 2 years. The European Broadcasting Union recently met to discuss Israel's participation, but then took no action to exclude any broadcaster.
Something particularly bizarre always wins that. Just kind of strange to watch, usually.
You would think people could set aside their political differences for the sake of the people who want to compete and want it for the sake of the competition. You know, it's like, come on, folks, just set aside your political differences and let competitors compete.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Tell that to the Olympics here and there. Tell that to just about any kind of international contest here and there. It's happened to pretty much every one of them. I guess now Euro, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Well, just the latest one.
That's fine. Let them be petty.
It is 8:55. Once again, big holiday Christmas party last night for Odyssey Wichita, and Steve McIntosh was named Employee of the Year, Employee of the Millennium, Employee of the Century, whatever we're going to call it.
Speaking of song competitions, we didn't get you to sing last night, though. I was still hoping.
Nobody sang last night.
I know. I was still hoping that we could, one of these days, I'm going to get you to sing, and still can't get it to happen, you know. Gridiron.
Good luck.
Maybe next year.
Thanks for being with us here on this Thursday morning. Stay tuned after us. We got Glenn Beck, the Danish Show with Dana Lash, Sean Hannity Show, 98.7 and 1330.